They're Soulmates, the Ted Lasso podcast. My name is Tori.
And I'm Kevin.
We are your after show where we really dig into the characters of Ted Lasso and Rebecca Welton, how they are connected, and why they are soulmates. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm all right. what is today? Friday? Yeah. All right, do we usually have it out by now?
Yeah, we usually, I usually put it out by Thursday evening on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's right.
Afternoon on the West Coast, but
yeah. I had some complications. Man, that was brutal.
So he's better now, and we're going to get this done this morning just in case it moves on.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, we had 3 days without the children here. They went to my mom's for spring break, but it was a bit less romantic.
Yeah, it was more me and laying more on the gross. Bathroom floor. Yeah. But right. Now we're back.
Now we're here. Okay, so the episode we're going to cover today, and luckily I already had today off because we were planning to do something fun, but now I don't have to worry about work, so we can get this done in the morning. The episode we're going to cover today is Big Week. It first aired on April 5th, 2023. It was written by Brett Goldstein, a name we've heard before, because he plays Roy. And directed by Destiny Akeraga. So she also directed last week's episode.
Right.
And this week I decided not to be an asshole and to go on YouTube and find a video where she introduces herself. And I found one. So it is Akeraga.
I know. I got to go back and listen to last week and see if my guess was correct.
You might have been right. Yeah. Akeraga. I'm not sure.
I'll have to go listen.
So the summary of this episode, it's finally time for Richmond to play West Ham. But the only one who's like not stressed out about it is Ted.
Right.
I feel like everyone else is losing their mind a bit, especially Rebecca. So, and Ted feels like he might be ready to start dating. Maybe.
Yeah.
And Rebecca really believes in Ted.
I know.
She wants him to know that in an intense way. The first time we see Ted in this episode, he's waking up in bed. So it is the next morning after the last episode, and Sassy's there.
Yeah, it took me a minute to realize that, but it makes sense.
Yeah, because she's wearing the same outfit. So.
Right.
But I love how when we see Rebecca, she's all shiny and new, as if she didn't pound tequila shots or whatever they were doing.
I know. I know. Like they were drinking.
Yeah, they can hold their liquor.
I guess so.
So Ted's waking up, Sassy's getting dressed, and they're just talking about, she's telling him that she could hear him snoring all night long. Apparently she likes the sound of snoring.
It's soothing like the ocean.
Yeah, I wish that I enjoyed the sound of snoring. And then Ted makes a fart joke, because it's what you usually do the morning after casual sex with someone. And then he's like, we have a good time, right? And she says, yeah, they're called simultaneous orgasms, Ted.
Mm.
Okay, the nice thing about doing this podcast with you, my husband, and and the 42 people who listen to this, is I feel comfortable saying that simultaneous orgasms are overrated. Why? Why is that? I feel like that's a TV thing.
It happens.
It does. When it happens spontaneously, that's good.
Right.
But it's not like we're not cooking dinner. Like, we don't need to have everything ready at the same time. Like, let each person have their moment.
Yeah. Okay.
So I really felt like I needed to say that because you do like see that as like some romantic symbol on TV and movies.
Well, there's so many things that happen on TVs and movies. Like the next morning when people kiss, like it.
Right.
The fuck out of here with that. And the morning breath is so bad. No one's kissing when they wake up.
And look at how gorgeous Sassy looks for waking up at someone else's house with no, unless she like brought a bag because she knew she was gonna, but then she would have brought extra clothes. So
the
anyway,
makeup is not like smeared and you know what I mean?
Eyes aren't crusty.
Even Ted's hair is like not messed up.
Yeah, it's like a little flat, but not, yeah. And why does Ted have the bedroom set of like a 7-year-old girl?
I don't know. What is that? Not wicker. That's
it's wicker, yeah. Wicker,
okay.
Like I used to have, I think.
I almost have rattan, but that's not what that is.
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
Maybe it's wicker rattan or, I think you might be right.
I don't know a lot about that kind of furniture because I hate it. So.
It's coming back to,
is it?
You
notice, oh, no.
Like just in, sometimes cabinets will have like the rattan. The wicker doors.
Oh my gosh. I mean, sorry, no offense to people who have that.
It reminds me of childhood. But yes, that bedroom really looks like a little girl in the 80s would have had that in her room.
Well, he did, you know, they rented him the place. He had to go with whatever furniture was there.
Right, and Rebecca did not care at all.
So, right, that's a good point.
So Ted says, you know, well, what I'm getting at is we have a good time. You know, we laugh and we talk and, you know, how about we go on an actual date? So he's really putting himself out here. This is the first time we've heard Ted voice anything about wanting to go on a date.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think he thinks he's ready to do something, move on.
Right. And he figures.
So he's ready, no matter what that is. And then he's thinking, well, heck, we have a good time.
Right. Like, you're already here. And he probably, the fact that Michelle's, he probably had an inkling that she could have been dating here and there because there was like the one time where he didn't know if she was up late or up early.
Right.
But now he knows and he knows who she is dating. So he's probably like, I gotta
get myself out there.
Yeah. This is pathetic. Cause if I go see her again, I'm still got no one. But yeah. So I don't necessarily think like, I like this scene because they right now just set up the fact that Sassy is not interested in him in that way.
Right.
Because she says, God, no.
I know, but I think we've always known that, right?
Oh, yeah. We've always known
even
that.
Even at the party, you know, the restaurant, she was like, if I can't find Ted, I might try to climb scale Mount Zava or something. Yeah. So she was just out to get to with somebody.
Right.
Right.
Right. And Ted's probably just the easy target because they've done it already. And, you know, she knows that it's casual until now. But she tells him, we can't date. You're a mess. And he's like, I'm a mess. And she's like, yes. But she admits that she's also a mess, but she has been divorced longer. So she's like, I'm just kind of a slight disarray at this point.
Right.
So then she tells him that when she found out her ex was getting remarried, she drank a whole bottle of wine through a straw. Then got in an Uber, told the Uber driver she loved him, and when they got to her house, she threw up so much red wine it looked like one of the elevators from The Shining. And she says it knocked my rating down to a 3.9. And then Ted gives a look, and she's like, "What's your rating?" And Ted's a 5.
Yep.
Of course he is. But I love that he says, I'd say please and thank you, and sometimes I offer to drive if they look tired.
Yeah. I've never done that, but
you're a 5. Also.
I'm a 5.
I don't even
straight
know,
up 5.
Well, I don't use Uber. I like Lyft, but I don't even.
Well, no,
know
that's
where to
that's
see.
What it is. I mean, mine is a Lyft because we use Lyft because of the.
I don't even know
Delta
where to see my
things.
Rating. I should look.
You're probably a 5. You're polite.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't get out on the street side. I don't slam the doors.
That's the biggest thing. One of the biggest complaints of the people is because when people get out of the car, one of the complaints of the drivers is when people get out of the car, they slam the door because they're so excited to get to where they're at or they're drunk or whatever. And they always slam the door. And I read that and I said, for now on, I'm going to close the door as
Make
nicely
sure.
as possible.
Yes.
And so I think that's how I hold on to my 5.
And as much as I don't like to talk to people, I will engage in conversation if they talk to me.
Yeah, me too.
So she's like, I like our status. We've got this like easy breezy thing where good friends turn casual lovers. And she brings up Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. Or Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
It's so funny that they bring up, so it's two movies, No Strings Attached and Friends with Benefits. And they both came out in 2011. And I remember when those two movies came out because I was like, wait a minute. I saw an ad for both of them like just a couple months apart. And I was thinking, that looks like the exact same movie with two different beautiful people in it. I think I only ever saw the one with Natalie Portman because I don't really care for Mila Kunis or Ashton Kutcher much. Or wait.
Yeah. Did we watch it together?
No. I think No, probably not. I probably just watched it like on a weekend. Does Ted have a hickey or you think that's just a red
mark? I don't know. Oh, boy. I don't know.
So he doesn't seem very happy with the idea that she just flat out told him no. Like, didn't even want to give it a try. And I don't think he's at all, like, pining after Sassy. He's just kind of like, well, shit. Like, if Sassy is turning me down, then I'm probably really going to have a hard time out there. So we see Sassy leave. And I remember when they were shooting this scene, some people saw it in Richmond because it was kind of a cool... You saw Sassy come out and get in a car,
right.
Nate drive by in a car, and then in the background you see Roy and Jamie working out. So when she gets into the Uber, she's being like super nice.
That's funny.
Lovely, thank you.
Trying to get a rating up.
Yeah. And then she's like, great seats. Yes, please. The first time we see Rebecca in this episode, she's in Keeley's office. All bright and shiny. Not like she was pounding tequila shots at all last
night. Right. Looks totally fine.
And I realized, too, that the open, before we got to the open, was so long. It was like three scenes in 5 minutes.
I know. I noticed that when we first watched it.
They usually don't do that, but it was cool because I think it was needed. Those were all kind of a setup to what was going to happen in the rest of the episode. So she's reading quotes that Rupert has said about the match between West Ham and Richmond. And like, they're all nice quotes if they weren't coming from Rupert.
Right.
But Keely's such a good friend because she's like, what a piece of shit. And she's actually only partially paying attention, I think, because she's trying to work.
Right. And I love that Rebecca's still just showing up at her office, you know?
Yeah, it's like the reverse now because Keely was working there, but Keely would come by.
Right.
And now she's just like going there for lunch every day, which is super cute. Except I want her to hang out with Ted more so that they can fall in love. But this is cute. We'll take it. So Shandy comes in and Shandy's on her way to Richmond because she has a great idea. Keely says it's a great idea that she is going to take little video clips of all of the players because the person that you're anonymously talking to on Banter could be a professional football player.
Right.
Wasn't that pretty much Keely's idea last season? Because she got all the guys to get on Banter. And then, Rebecca got, which I love Rebecca's face when Shandy says that. Because it's like, I did that. It didn't work out so well for me.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's all the single players. And she's like, Danny, Colin, Sam. So Rebecca's totally fishing for information here. Right. And then we find out that Sam is not going to be participating. So it's weird that she's fishing for information, but then she seems fine with the fact that he's not participating.
I know, but I think it's just curiosity, you know?
Yeah, she just wanted to maybe see.
She was with him briefly.
Right.
I think anybody would probably do that.
Yeah, just kind of wanting to know if her suspicions were correct about the girl in the restaurant.
Right.
Then Barb comes in. Barbara, or Babs, and she asks for her two tickets to the Richmond game because Jack may be coming to town. And Keely thinks she's getting her first girl talk with Barbara.
Right, like Jack's her boyfriend or something. Yeah.
She's like, who's Jack? And then Barbara says, it's Jack Danvers, the person who's funding all of this.
Right.
Your boss. And Keely's like, oh. Like, they're making Keely a little bit clueless this season.
I know. Like, why wouldn't she know who Jack is?
Yeah. But I guess it's supposed to show that she's, like, still kind of on shaky legs going out on her own, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think overall, she's going to find that this is, I think she's being successful. She's just maybe there's a few learning curves.
Right.
So then Rebecca's like, don't worry, you know, you can just bring Jack with you and you guys can sit in our suite. And so she's like, oh, thank you, Rebecca. And this kind of starts the girl crush that, or I'll just say crush, that Barbara has on Rebecca.
I know.
But I mean, come on. Everyone should have a crush on Rebecca. Look at it also like, I'm sorry, I went too far now, but when you see Rebecca again, look at like how her skin is a little bit like shimmery. They must put something on her to make her glow.
Right. especially after the dehydration she's going through from the night before. I guess she drank a lot of water.
When Ted gets to the coach's office, he walks in the middle of Higgins, Beard, and Roy talking about what plays they're going to try on West Ham. And at first, they're like, okay, we can't do Nate's false nine because he's going to think that we're going to do that. So we'll do this instead. But it doesn't work because of this. So we'll do this instead. And this doesn't work. So to trick him, we are going to actually do the false nine. But then Higgins is like, do you think Zava's going to go for that? Which he's not. And so Roy gets mad and just
punches the marker board.
I love the friendship here that's... I mean, Roy and Beard have always kind of been friendly, but more in like a,
yeah,
are my eyebrows crazy kind of way. And right. Not like now where they're really kind of working off each other more. And then when Ted gets in, all three of them just start pointing fingers at each other like children. It's the Higgins said it. Beard doesn't think we can beat Nate. Higgins said it first.
I know.
Which is hilarious.
Like children.
Yeah. So then Ted has a question for them because he's still, and he's a little bit late. Everybody else is there. So he says, do you think I'm a mess? And they all kind of don't want to answer. And he's like, well, you know, I, Sassy ended up spending the night last night. And then everybody's like, ooh.
Yeah.
And he says, that's not the headline. He's like, I tried to ask her out on a proper date this morning and she says that I'm a mess. So now they're like, all right, it's time for Diamond Dogs. I'm really upset that Trent isn't here for this.
I know.
Because this would have been his first, they probably are waiting to like actually initiate Trent into the Diamond Dogs and it wouldn't have fit here.
Yeah.
So they're howling and barking like idiots.
I know, I'm pounding on the table. They love it.
Yeah. And Roy
I thought Roy was kind of part of the Diamond Dogs now, but I think when they started acting so stupid, he was like,
yes, like if
I'm out.
If they maybe would have just gone into the conversation,
right.
He might have stayed in the room. But yeah, once they started acting like idiots,
barking
was out.
And
so Beard says, yes, you are a mess. And Ted's like, okay, why? And he's like, well, for one, we're playing Nate this weekend and you're acting like it's not a big deal. So he's basically trying to tell Ted, you still have not dealt with the fact that Nate hurt you. And he's like, Nate didn't hurt me. And Beard knows that that's crap. So he says, we have a saying in Codependence Anonymous. And then Ted's like, what? And he says, Jane makes me go with her.
Which now we learn more about Beard's wacky relationship. Yes.
I was thinking, you know how Beard always knows everything?
Mm-hmm.
When Ted and Rebecca get together, I want Beard to be the only one who didn't see it coming. Because, like, he can't recognize two people that would actually be in a healthy relationship with each other.
Right.
Because normally he's all Yoda. And even here, he says, pain is like carbon monoxide. Expressing it to the person who hurt you is like opening a vent. But if you keep it inside, it's poison.
Yeah. Which actually is kind of an interesting quote.
Yes. And we're going to see Ted take that into the rest of the episode.
Yep.
And I'm thinking maybe even into the rest of the season. So he says again that Nate didn't hurt him. And Roy's like, bullshit, from the other room.
Like, how did he hear him? The door shut.
And so they're like, oh, I'm sorry, Roy, do you want to get in here? And then they start calling him like a dog and barking.
I know. And then Roy plugs his ears.
Yes.
Like he's not going to have it. I also love that Ted referred to Higgins as Higgy Pop.
Yeah.
Very good.
So there are a bunch of scenes that we're not really going to cover because they were solo scenes without Ted or Rebecca in them. But when Ted comes back to the office, now it must be like towards the end of the day. And the Beard, Roy, and now Trent is there. Because earlier Trent was hanging out in the locker room and not in the office, like watching what was going on with the team. And during that time, the team realized that the belief sign it has been ripped in half and put back up. So Trent had a great idea to be able to go and look at the security footage. And I love Roy here because Trent says, I guess you can take the boy out of journalism, but you can't take journalism out of the boy.
And then he's like, nah, you fucking ruined it.
Because he was all proud of Trent for deciding to do this. So they pull up security footage. And someone, I can't remember, I think it was Twitter, somebody had a good point. So they've had a camera in this locker room all the time, but the guys get changed in there. I hope they know that it's there.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like painful to watch. And I kind of laughed the first time I saw it. And then I kind of felt bad for laughing because it is a bit painful to watch. But Nate is getting a chair and going up and trying to rip down the believe sign.
Right.
And like first he falls.
Yeah, I knew he was going to eat it when he put that chair there. I knew he was going to fall.
Yeah. Then he gets it again and he manages to get it in a position where he can reach the sign. So he reaches the sign, takes it in the office and rips it in half, which is where it ended up in the end of the last episode that we saw.
Right.
So they're showing Ted this video because, I mean, they have to know that somebody put the sign back up. So Ted already knows all this.
Right.
But they're hoping that this is going to kind of fire him up to get them to get the team to play harder to beat West Ham. But that's not Ted. And they know that's not Ted. But Beard right. is getting a bit frustrated with Ted letting people kind of hurt him and not expressing it or letting them know.
Right.
So he says, you know what? You guys go home. Good job. But he's not planning to use that video at all to show the team.
Right. Right. And yeah, why wouldn't the guys have realized somebody tape that sign back together? That is a good question.
Well, no, I mean, I guess they couldn't tell. Maybe they didn't look at it closely enough.
But I'm saying the fact that now that they know the sign's ripped,
right?
Somebody taped it back together and put it back up.
Right.
So maybe they thought Nate taped it back together and put it back up. Like, what is the...
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
They have to know that Ted or somebody
right.
taped it back together and put it back up or right. just hung it back up, whatever. I don't know.
That's a good point. So, yeah, they have to know that Ted already knows all of this. Then right before Beard leaves, he's like, I've been thinking about your sassy situation.
Yeah.
And he says, Jane's sister is in town. And Ted says, no, thank you.
Yeah, he knows. He don't want any part of that crazy.
No, not at all. And Beard even says, right answer. And then Ted looks at the drive that's coming out of the computer.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
Yeah, and I wonder if there was any moment where Ted thought, should I take this?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he consider letting them do it at any point? I wonder. I think that look is more of like, I should take that so that it's not here anymore. But he doesn't. Ted's still in the office later that evening, and Michelle sends him an article that even in the States, they're getting news about the West Ham Richmond game.
Mm-hmm.
So he reads it, and then he thanks her for sending it, and then he goes to his text messages so that he can scroll back and find one. But the text messages that are in here are so... some of them are so funny. So we see that Michelle, he says, thanks for sending, should be a doozy. That was just sent.
All right.
Also, I notice a discrepancy with the dates, because then he says to Beard 45 minutes ago, are you sure you want to do that, buddy?
Right.
Maybe that, you think that meant for the video, or was Beard like going out with Jane and he was telling him not to do something?
I don't know.
Then you can see they have a Greyhounds.
Yeah.
One, a Henry, so proud of you, heart emoji and prayer. Does that mean that Henry doesn't have an iPhone?
I don't know.
Because it's like when you send the text message, they don't get...
Yeah, I guess. They can't see that.
Then Rebecca, a.k.a. Da Boss, you
liked an attachment.
Yeah. So maybe she also sent an article.
And her picture looks insane on his phone.
I know. Her picture does not... I mean, it's adorable because it's like she's like...
Making a wacky face.
A kissy face or like a fish face or something. So, I mean, I feel like that picture is totally a picture of Hannah that they just used as Rebecca.
Right.
But it is cute that he has like that silly picture of her in his phone. And then Roy Kent.
Of course, he said last thing he said to him was no.
Right.
No.
You loved no.
No.
And then the Keely one is cute too. Just making sure you got home is what I'm thinking it says. So I wonder if that means that's that they the party, actually did maybe. Go.
Although the party would have been the night before. Yeah. And that, so the maybe, date is a couple of days old. So.
But remember he wanted to go out with Keely to talk about Roy? Okay. So yeah, maybe they did. But here's the discrepancy. So in the beginning of the episode, we see Nate looking at the calendar and the date of the match is 10/21.
Oh.
But it's already 10/28. Mm. That's okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. the heck is going on here?
On a past episode in this season, they messed up the time on, I think, Keely's phone because they had said something that it was like 11/11. And then when you go to Keely's phone, her phone is only like 11/09 or something. Oh. And so they actually fixed it. They went and fixed it on the re-released the episode with the right time. I wonder if they'll fix this one with the dates.
I wonder.
The last thing he said to Dr. Sharon was, "Remind me to remind you about the sheep."
I know. Like, what? A couple of these on this page are good, but I think the dates on this page are off too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he just hasn't, like his last text then was the 15th. He doesn't text a lot of people.
No, but I mean, Sam's, it says everything was delicious. I'm blown away. Like he just went to the restaurant. But it's
oh yeah,
it's
that's
not
true.
It's
nine,
September 6th.
Yes, maybe they went to dinner somewhere else.
Oh, maybe yeah, that's true. You can't really assume. But some of these are really funny. Diamond dogs mount up.
Yeah, and I like Trent Krim. I guess
he's still the independent.
Yes, he's got him in there as independent.
Well, independent, yeah. Right?
And Ted said, "Did I really say that?"
I know. Great.
We see he told his mom thanks at some point.
Right.
Which is the first indication that we really have that Ted and his mom talk. I mean, I assume they do, but we've never really seen or heard
that's true.
Her
that's a good
otherwise.
Point. Yeah.
We never see him talking on the phone with her. And then there's Mrs. Shipley in there, and it says, "I swear to you, I'm not playing music."
Oh, God.
So
poor Mrs. Shipley.
Keeping that going.
I know.
No, poor Ted, because she probably was telling him turn the music.
Oh, right,
down.
Right. That's yeah. Right. That's, but I meant like.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
She has
because
to endure
she,
that.
I know, but it's like who? I mean, seriously, you live near a bar, though, lady. You right. Might want to move out of where you are and right. Go somewhere else. Then Sassy sent a picture on Valentine's Day.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, what do you think that was?
I don't know.
And then Liam. Do you remember who Liam is?
No, who is that?
He's Laughing Liam. That
Yeah.
And then we
actually
saw him. Yeah, and he thanks. Or
thanks
he,
for the whiskey.
Yeah,
Ted.
He thanks Ted for the whiskey. Nice. Renee, I don't know that we know Renee. Mm. You're gonna hate me, but I lost my press or pass.
Yeah.
Probably the pass to get into the building.
Yeah, pass again.
That should have been Liza because there's no Liza in here, and we know Liza.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kenneth is the bus driver that was doing the toad venom.
Right. Hey, bud, where are you?
Adam Clark, we don't know.
Zor.
Van Damme, I should say, maybe now.
Yeah.
You liked Fortnite with a question mark, so I guess they play Fortnite together. Now, this one's good. Ron Fouch. So I think it's season one when Ted says, if little Ronnie Fouch hands you a candy bar, do not eat it because there's a good chance it's poop.
Ronnie Fouch was a jerk.
Yeah, but maybe because it says Ron, like maybe Ron matured and then they became friends later on because he tells Ron, happy birthday, miss right. You. Dr. Cher must have been...
Henry's doctor.
Yeah, Henry's pediatrician. So now when he was still in the U.S., we see Dr. Cher, an order that was delivered. You can see the dates are the way the U.S. does it now.
Right.
And the number. And he had an Uber driver.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good point.
Your driver, Chip, is arriving soon. I don't know if this is a shout out to Chip Hamilton, but Chip Hamilton is the production coordinator and has been Jason's assistant for years. So he finally gets to the text thread that he wants, which is Dr. Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bunch of, see you next Wednesday at 10 for our next session. And Ted's now looking at all these thinking, you're just sitting there thinking of ways to get my wife away
from
me so that you can have her instead. Now we get the first solo scene mm-hmm. of Rebecca and Ted of the season. We're four episodes in.
Wow, look at you.
We haven't seen a Biscuits with the Boss where it's just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think this is really the first time they have been in a room together talking without anyone else there. And she opens the door. She can see him through the window, and she opens the door and says, "Working late or hardly working?" And then Ted's like, "I don't think that's how the joke goes." But Rebecca doesn't even realize she made a joke.
I know, or yeah, tried to.
But it's such a dad joke that, of course, Ted, and it may be a U.S. thing.
Yeah, I would have picked up on
it?
That.
It's working hard.
It's working hard or hardly working.
Or hardly working, yeah. She tells him, "I really want to win this one." And he's like, "I know." I feel like he's kind of getting annoyed with her being so focused on West Ham and Rupert.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's distracted too.
He's
not, his head isn't really in the game, as they keep saying in this episode.
Yeah. And he looks down at his phone as she's going to leave. And so she realizes that there's something else going on. And she asks him, "Is everything okay?" And then they kind of lighten it up a bit with him going, "Am I a mess?"
Yeah, right.
But so I think that, one, I feel like Rebecca does not know about Dr. Jacob. Like, he's told Beard.
Oh, yeah.
But he hasn't told her.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
And she probably, you know, she knows what happened with Sassy, obviously. But I don't feel like she really knows anything else that's going on in his life. And I wonder if she would be being as hard on him with this game and with the Rupert stuff if she did know. I don't know.
Well, so, yeah, but then she tries to, you know, connect with him and try to figure out, "Hey, is everything okay?"
Yeah, right. So, yeah, now she does say, like, "Is everything okay?" And he asks, "Am I a mess?" And
then, but I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, and she knows what he's talking about. So she says, "I wish I could tell you that Sass was wrong, but she's normally right."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Okay, so she already told you."
Girl talk.
Yeah. And then there's a few looks on his face after where he's probably like, "Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
What
like embarrassed.
Else has Sassy said?" Because, you know, I mean, we know a few of the things that Sassy has told Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure she's told her much more that we haven't seen. So, but he shouldn't be embarrassed because her Yelp review is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is his endorsement for Rebecca having a good time. So then he's like, "Okay, all right, well, great." And then she's like, "Okay, well, is everything all right?" And he's like, yeah, I'm good. And she Oklahomas him.
I know, that was incredible. I was kind of blown away by that.
And even the way she says it, I feel like it's not the first time they've done it back and forth to each other since the first time we saw it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
She's kind of casual about it. Like, they have used it before on one another, which is sweet. I just wish
we would have seen it more.
Yeah. I wish we had seen that, like, closeness, friendship more throughout season two before we got here.
Yeah, that was good.
And so then he says, "I'm a work in prog mess."
I like that one.
Which is funny because in the beginning, Sassy's talking about his dreadful puns.
Right.
And then he uses one on Rebecca and he gets a little smile and a wink from her. So, or not a wink, but nod.
Right.
So then she says, "Good night, Ted." And he's like, "You know what? You already won because you got that turkey out of your life."
Turkey. Who says turkey?
Ted. A dad. Or maybe even a grandpa. And her only thing to say back is, "Beat him."
Yeah.
But again, I feel like every time she brings like that up, he doesn't engage in conversation afterwards. Because the first time he's like, "Okay." And then the second time he says, "Good night."
Yeah.
And then he calls her boss. So they're like kind of back to being boss and employee at that point. Now we have arrived to the shit show that is the West Ham-Richmond match.
Man, no kidding.
So Keeley and Rebecca are walking into the stadium. And Keeley is really nervous because if Jack, the boss, is going to be at the game, she wants to make a good impression. And she is thinking that Jack is a man.
Yep.
Which I don't think she wanted to make an impression like on a man, but I think she just assumed that someone named Jack is a man. So she's nervous and she tells Rebecca, "Oh shit, I think I need to go reapply my lip liner.
Yeah, right. Which you had to remind me of that line. Yes. I don't know how I forgot that.
It's so, I love it. Such a great callback. So that is a callback to in season two, Rebecca and Keely are sitting on her couch and she says, I haven't found a good phrase for when I need to take a shit in public.
Right.
What do you use?
Reapply my lip liner.
And Rebecca at that time is all like, oh, what? But she goes with it and tells her. And so now she seems much more relaxed with Keely saying, I need to go reapply my lip liner.
Right.
And scurrying away. There was also a callback earlier in the episode when Nate is at the Taste of Athens.
Mm-hmm.
Jade, the hostess, when he originally went there and he asked for the window, the table by the window.
Right.
She said, I have to go ask Derek and walks away.
Right.
And then in this episode, we meet Derek.
Derek.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, good continuity.
Same thing with Laughing Liam. Like Higgins and Rebecca made fun of Liam and then later we met him on the actual show. So they're so good with like finding little callbacks like that to bring up.
Right.
So Keely goes off to poop. Rebecca sees Rupert and Bex, and she goes up and figures, you know, she better say hi. She compliments Bex on her new hair, even though she hasn't changed her hair at all. She asks about the baby, and Bex is a little feisty here. She says, Rupert says that she's already walking, and she's like, yeah, just, oh, he says drooling and pooing around the house. And Bex says, takes after her father. So before, I feel like Bex, I don't really feel like she would do that with
she
him.
She didn't make, right. Now I think she feels more comfortable with him making old man jokes.
Right. Or she's getting more aggravated with him.
And yeah, maybe.
Care. Ted gets in an elevator filled with
press.
West Ham. Yeah. It, or just
not
like
press,
who,
I guess. People
who
work
for
West
the team
Ham.
Or, yeah, work there.
Right.
And he's making silly dad jokes. And he asks who they're rooting for. And they're all like, West Ham. So
well, of course.
He, when they get out of the elevator, he holds the door open for them because he has to go down one more floor. And when he steps out of the way, you realize that Nate is in the corner.
And he looks like he's peeing. I don't know what he's doing.
He's so scared to see Ted. So here, when Ted's like, hey, Nate, how are you doing? Nate is about to apologize.
Yeah.
And he's
first time in this episode of many attempts or a few attempts, right?
Yes.
I think so.
But we've saw earlier, you know, when Nate was on his own in some of his solo scenes, he has been grappling with this. Like,
right. When he was playing with his toys at the house.
Right. He knocks Ted down. At first he thinks it's funny and then he feels bad and he picks him back up and sets him down. And so like he is feeling some regret. And I think we are seeing, it's weird because Nate is like playing a character when he's trying to be mean, even though part of it is him and comes out naturally, but I feel like part of it he has to really work at. So he's about to apologize when the elevator door opens and Rupert is there. So he's not going to say anything. So
Rupert, once again, looking like the emperor in all black.
Yes, with a shot that was the very first press photo that they sent out, was that shot of look at Nate and Ted in the elevator and Rupert in the background. And then Nate scurries off like he has to go reapply his lip liner as well.
Right.
And Ted's like trying to make small talk with Rupert and Rupert's not really having it.
Yep.
The match begins.
Mm-hmm.
We see Nate just go up to Ted and shake his hand and walk away, which is what Rupert told him to do. We see Rebecca like just being super nervous in the audience. And the first half is going well. Until all of a sudden, out of nowhere, West Ham scores two goals.
Right.
Is it two separate goals or did they score one goal that was 2 points?
No, it's two separate goals.
Okay, it was two separate goals. So when they go into halftime, Rebecca's like really starting to get worried that they're not going to win this. And Rupert's looking over at her and like making, you know, shrugging.
Right,
shrug,
shitty
like,
faces.
Yeah, what can we do? And so she gets up and she decides that she's going to go down and find Ted.
Yeah, go talk to Ted.
When Ted, Roy, why can I never remember their names? Ted, Roy, and Beard are about to go into the locker room to talk to the guys. Ted sees Rebecca in the hallway.
Yeah.
And I love when Ted says, this is new.
Yeah.
He doesn't say it here, but like that's what's playing in my head is like, oh shit. But, like she's never been down in this hallway before.
Right. And you have to, this, it's interesting to me, this scene, because is he going over to talk to her like, oh shit, the boss is down here?
Yes.
Or is it, okay, so it is.
No, I don't know. What,
or is gonna... it, you know, maybe him and Rebecca have this stronger connection now. He feels like he's got to go talk to her when she comes down. Not in a, obviously, in like a
right
girlfriend way, but
right.
But I mean, he really freaks out that she's down there.
Yeah,
you know.
I think he's probably,
and he feels like he's got to calm her down or something. Yes. I don't know. It was an interesting take.
Yeah, I do kind of feel like that. Like he, I think first he's just surprised that she's there, and if she's there, that means that something is wrong or something is serious, and he probably figures she's about to yell at me because. Right. She really wants to win this, and we're down two. Because he looks a little scared as he's walking over.
Right.
And he's just kind of like, hi.
Yeah.
So he says, hey, you know, what are you doing down here? And she says, I just wanted to tell you that I believe in you, Ted. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, I've been being hard on you about this game. I put a lot of pressure on you. And, like, she's just a little bit manic here. You know, mm-hmm. we have a little bit of the same Rebecca when she was going to have to tell Ted that she lied to him the
oh,
whole time.
Yeah.
And she's all, you know, jumpy.
Right.
She's shaking her head. The big earrings are just like completely flying out.
They're going everywhere. This was an interesting scene. Yeah.
I know. This is my favorite scene of the episode. And just because it's silly and funny and like. Rebecca is headed for a breakdown.
Well, and it's, well, that, and it's just like earlier, you know, he said, am I a mess? And then she said, you know, that she's a mess too. And that's right. why they get along so yeah. well. And it's her really showing her mess, you know, her messy yes. side. Like, yes. she's a mess. She is.
Her mess.
Right now.
She's waving her mess flag right now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So she tells him, just be yourself, have fun.
Right. And she's clapping, yeah. and it's just really and uncomfortable so, yeah. and awkward. Like, you could tell he can't wait to get away from her almost.
He's like, oh, okay, all right, okay, thank you. And then he goes to walk away, and she grabs him. I believe in you, Ted.
I know. Okay.
And he says, and it's intense. Mm-hmm. He's probably like, oh, well, it's nice that she's touching me, but I'm worried that she might kill me.
No, so then, I better go, yeah. he says.
So he's walking away. She's still in the background, just like, woohoo!
I know, screaming and jumping. Like,
everyone in the hallway is looking at her.
I know. That's fine. You know that all those people in the hallway know who she is.
Right. Yeah, so they have to.
It's not like they don't know. It's funny.
I feel like in that scene, they were like, okay, Hannah, just be a little more Hannah and a less Rebecca right now. Because I feel like that's kind of Hannah's personality yeah. coming out there is like the woohoo and just being silly. So when he gets back into the locker room, the guys are all fired up because right. Coach Beard and Roy showed them the video while he was talking to Rebecca in the hallway. So Rebecca went down there to try to make things better and actually made things worse because she took Ted away from
right.
the team and right. let these two idiots
show them
the video
and now right and then it just goes haywire this yeah. next half.
So she gets back to the stands and she's feeling pretty good at first, and then the game is a complete shit show because the guys are so angry
that, and they're just like attacking the other team at
yeah.
this point, you know, and which I never understood about this scene, because if they wanted to get, it's Nate that they're pissed at,
I know, yeah.
But I guess go after the team. I don't know. They were just pissed off. It was not a good move to show them that video.
No. And you would think that after one person got thrown out, they would be like, oh, wait, this isn't working for us. So,
right.
But they're just so angry that they can't really focus at this point. So they lose. They lose the game. And you see Rebecca just like barely holding it together. Like, I think she got out of there because she was probably about to cry in front of people if
right.
she didn't. So she like has to leave there to like pull herself together. So she's just saying shit and gets up and leaves. And you even hear Higgins say, hey, it's okay. I'm surprised she's didn't kick him in the nuts after that. So Ted goes back into, this is a nice little area they
I know.
Have.
They really, the set is like, I was noticing that. They really went crazy with the wallpaper and the.
Yeah.
And it's just a set probably. Or a room that they dress extensively.
Yeah. Then there's like the massage table in the back and the drinks mm-hmm. set up and there's couches in there. So Ted sees Roy and Coach Beard sitting there. And the two of them are just like, we fucked up.
Yeah.
We played with hate.
Yeah.
And he is begging them. I mean, they are begging him.
To discipline them.
To yell at them.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, please go ahead and do it. I love the Roy Beard friendship that's happening this season.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
And he's like, you know, you tried something. It didn't work. Big whoop.
Yeah, there's a lot more football left.
Yeah.
This season.
When he walks away, they're both like, fucking asshole.
I know.
Because he wouldn't yell at them. And then Nate, you see Ted's talking to Trent in the hallway, and Nate was doing a press conference where they brought up the fact like, oh, you totally just dissed Ted at the end and didn't shake his hand. And he didn't even realize it because he was so in the moment. So he goes to find Ted, and I think he again is going to try to apologize when Rupert's assistant steps in and hands him like a ticket to get into some private event later that night.
Right.
And by the time she's done, Ted's gone. And as Rebecca was walking down one of the hallways in the stadium, she saw Rupert with the assistant.
Right.
And he was like patting her on the butt and totally flirting with her. So she knows that he's having sex with her.
Right.
So when she sees Bex outside, she says hi to her again. And they're very nice to each other. I'm starting to like Bex this season.
Yeah, and I think that they now have a common
right. They're gonna have a common enemy.
Right.
Yeah.
A common bond and a common enemy. Right. Like same things happening to her.
But also they're like letting Bex talk more. I feel like in the other seasons she barely said anything. She stood there.
Yeah.
And she says to Rupert, you know, come on, old man, it's past your bedtime. So she walks over to their car, and when she walks away, he goes to give Rebecca a kiss on the cheek, and she says, I saw you with your assistant.
Yeah.
Your daughter deserves better,
and so does Bex. Yeah.
Stop fucking around.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
And now if you think about the dynamic of their relationship, they're a couple, they have a young daughter, and so that was Rebecca. Like, she walked in on her father having sex with the neighbor. And she was
true,
a little
yeah.
girl, yeah. you know, well, she was 16 at the time, but, you know, she's basically like, when she's saying that, she's talking from herself, like, she deserves better. And so does Bex, which is like sweet that she's kind of standing up or helping Bex in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like that we're going to end this with like the two of them being friends or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like I said, they have a common bond now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What makes me nervous, too, is that Ted and Rebecca didn't see each other after the game. So I'm wondering, like, what her... I don't know if we'll see it at all, but...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she didn't see him because she was going to be angry with him, or she just wanted to get out of there because she wanted to get out of there. So it's later that night, and Ted's alone in his apartment, and he's watching coverage of the game where they're talking about how they lost horribly.
Right. And he's drinking his whiskey.
Yeah. Well, he goes to... Yes. So...
You can tell he's been drinking a little bit.
Yeah. But I like how he goes to take another sip, and instead of drinking, he decides that maybe there's something else he can do that would be more productive.
Yeah, exactly.
And he still has the Lego set on the table from when Henry
was
there.
I guess we're having that the whole season.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere. He looks over at the computer and goes and makes a phone call. And I feel like he looks at the Nate and Ted Legos sitting there.
Yeah.
And so he's probably thinking, like, I got to deal with that, but I can't really right now.
Right.
What can I deal with?
Right.
I'll go deal with this instead. So he calls Michelle.
Yeah.
And she, at first, she's like, oh, hey, what's going on? Henry's not here, you know.
He's at a birthday party.
Yeah, I can have him call you back. And he's like, no, hang on. I actually want to talk to you. So you get the impression that I'm not so sure they had the conversation that they were supposed to have after the phone call. Or he's just saying that you didn't bring any of this stuff up to me before you guys started dating.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But he starts off by saying, you know, we're not together anymore, and I respect that. But this stuff with Dr. Jacob has really ticked me off. And, you know, he says it's not really fair that we didn't get a chance to talk about it before the relationship started, which I also thought was odd. Like, I feel like in this day and age, if you are co-parenting with someone, it's just a courtesy to be like, hey, I'm going to introduce Henry to someone.
Right.
I just wanted to let you know, that he's going to be seeing him more often, because it is kind of a big thing to
introduce a new person. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't want your child to get attached to people unless it's a serious
relationship. Unless you think you're going to be with them a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, I don't know if it's really fair for me to say that, but it feels like the right thing. And if I don't say anything, that doesn't feel like the right thing. So he's basically just letting Michelle know, you hurt me and here is how. And then he tells her, you know, I love you and I love Henry and I love our family, whatever that looks like. And says that, you know, they have to raise him together. And at some point, they're probably going to, you know, have grandkids, share grandkids together. And the end of this is so strange to me, because Michelle's just like, of course. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I know there's nothing she says really back.
Right.
And then she smiles kind of at the end as it fades out. Right.
Yeah. And,
or almost like she's like, wow, that was easy. I didn't have to deal with, not that she didn't have to deal with it, but like, you know what I mean? She kind of ignored it up to this point, and now it's that talk is done.
Right.
I don't really know. But
I had a hard time. I was worried that people were going to take that look as she still has feelings for him. And I think some people have.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that that's what this look means.
No, I don't think so either.
I think if anything, she's like, oh, he finally just told me how he feels about something
without prying it out, digging it out of him.
Right. Or like his dumb puns that Dr. Sharon always talks about and stuff, you know.
Right. He just said it.
He just said, like, you hurt me and this is how. So I can't tell if she's a bit proud of him for that. But I mean,
the most Ted he got in that whole conversation is he said, tick me off.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, piss me off.
Yes.
It's kind of funny. It's very Ted. I know.
Very Ted. Doesn't like to curse. But afterwards, I feel on his side, you see that as like that was healing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a really good step for him.
Yeah, it needed to be said.
So here we are. Time for what did we learn about Ted?
Hmm.
I don't really think that we learned much about Ted that we didn't already know.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. He is so concerned with making everyone else okay and never with making himself okay.
Yeah, that's a good way to,
which we already knew, but this just also like shows it to us again.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he also just has a fear of confrontation, which I can totally relate to. Where, like,
yeah, I guess so. Or just wants everything to be okay, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah.
What did we learn about Rebecca?
She's a mess.
Yeah, know? She's a
mess. Something's going on there, and she really wanted to beat Rupert, but she's about to implode.
Yeah, you know? She's at a breaking point, and I'm wondering if we're going to see something in this next, like, I've never thought that we were going to see Ted and Rebecca fight again, like they did kind of with Jamie Tart when she traded him.
Right.
But I'm starting to think that we may.
Hmm.
Because I think they both have to confront each other in some way. I think mostly he's going to have to confront her. But she needs to get herself out of this place where she worries so much about beating Rupert, because it's doing nothing but upsetting her.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like she has a little bit of, I don't want to say closure, but like now she's seeing that the same thing's happening to Bex. Like,
oh yeah,
Rupert's
just
a son of a bitch.
And yes,
I think that made her feel, I don't want to say feel good, because she doesn't feel good about it because for Bex, but kind of vindicated, or
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, she saw it and then she got in the car and left. And right. It's like, she let him know. I mean, I meant to say she let him know and then she got in the car and left. Like, that's her little F you to him, you know?
And I think a lot of it has always been that she felt like she got too old. And so he traded her in for a new one. But
right.
Here,
and now he's, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, now he has a young wife and he's still cheating. It's just the fact that he's never going to be someone who can be faithful and
right.
be in a real relationship. And I was surprised that we didn't see any other signs or anything from the psychic come up.
Yeah.
No, but nothing. I guess we still have 2/3 of the season left, so maybe they're going to spread them out.
Yeah.
And then for what did Rebecca learn, I put that Sam is most likely not single anymore. Yeah.
That's over.
But it's good because this episode, like, we see that Sassy is not interested in having anything more with Ted than sex.
Right. So that's out of the way.
Yep. We see
Sam's out of the way.
Yeah. Sam right? has moved on. So I think now we just need to get the two of these people to talk to each other and we're going to be on our way.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're both really on the verge of maybe emotional breakdown. I mean, Rebecca more than him, but
yeah.
I think they're going to need each other in a sense.
Yes.
Right.
And so. Well, and that's kind of what I had for what did Ted learn was he learned that he needs to tell people when, he just needs to tell people when they hurt him so that he can release it, which is exactly what Beard said.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
And so I was thinking now, okay, so he's talked to Michelle.
Right.
Next, he probably has to talk to Nate.
Yeah.
And then I think he's going to have to talk to Rebecca. And maybe not so much about the original. Because like when she originally apologized for how she brought him there, he never said that hurt him in any way. He just immediately forgave her and moved on.
Yeah.
And she did say, I'm sorry, because she was the one that confronted him, you know, and said what she did and apologized for it. But I think he almost has to confront her because she's now sort of doing the same thing to him in a different way. Like, she brought him there to lose.
Right.
Now she's, you know, pressuring him to win, but only really against West Ham.
Right.
This isn't like, you know, she's not doing this to get him motivated for the team. It's only when it has to do with Rupert.
Well, yeah. And I mean, in the beginning it was because they were supposed to lose. They were supposed to be in last place.
Right.
And that pissed her off. Yeah. But
it still was. But
then once they got Zava and they won a bunch of games, she didn't really care anymore.
Right.
But this one was most important to her. She had to beat Rupert.
Right. So I feel like at some point Ted has to be like, listen, it doesn't feel good when you use me as like a puppet
right.
against Rupert. You know, like you brought me here to lose because you wanted to burn Rupert. Now you want me to win because you want to burn Rupert. And right. it's all about Rupert. And then I was thinking, that's how funny would it be if he even just goes up to the guy who was always calling him a wanker?
Yeah.
He has to, right?
I guess, because that just keeps going.
Yeah, like the next time he sees him, he has to be, listen, you know, it hurts my feelings when you call me that.
Enough.
I feel like this is hopefully going to be Ted just like going around town and telling everyone how they hurt him.
Funny.
But that's why I think there may not, maybe not so much a fight, but I feel like if he says anything to Rebecca, it's definitely going to be an emotional thing. So... I wonder if they're going to need that to get to whatever the next step is or not. Who knows? This show is good at not doing what you expect it to do.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, that's it. Oh, under an hour. Oh, if I say this in 20 seconds, we'll make it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. If you like us, leave a review or a rating on Spotify and Apple. You can yell at me on Twitter, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.